Yeah, we're both moving. Okay. We are on today, Daf is Daf Yud. Good? Today's Daf is Daf Yud, and I was asked a number of questions just now, and yesterday's just to review for a minute, and then to know exactly from yesterday what we have to know about today. That is, on Testament Aleph, Levi asked Rebbe that maybe there should be a 16th case in the Mishnah. Not just the 15 cases, but he said a 16th case. What case? The case of... Well, he didn't say which case. Rebbe suggested, was it the case of Anusas Aviv? Anusas Aviv, where somehow my brother, when my brother dies, my Anusas Aviv, a woman that my mother, a woman that my father had been ma'anes, falls to me, li'ibam. Is that the case that would be usher to me, and then that would pater the other wives. So is that the case that's included? So the first answer, there are three answers the Gemara gives to that question. One of them we had already. Two more we're going to have on today's daf. But the first answer that was given yesterday is that Rebbe was upset at him. He said, you don't have a brain in your head. Ein lo moch b'kad kado. It's very strong lashon, which we'll talk about in a second. But the first answer, what he meant by that was that that case is subject to machlokas. And the Mishnah is not talking about any case that's subject to machlokas. What? How would that be subject to machlokas? Because there is the Mishnah later on in Daf Chavav. Daf Chavav says that's Perak Arba Achen. Hence that's the Mishnah about four brothers. That's why it's called Arba Achen and Daf Chavav. So the Mishnah there on Daf Chavav has two lines at the end of that Mishnah, and the assumption was, according to some shittos from yesterday, that those lines are talking about the cases in our Mishnah. Meaning there's a link between the two Mishnayos. There's a link between Daf Chavav and Daf Beis. And the rules that are set down on Daf Chavav apply to all the cases that are listed in Daf Beis. And because of that, there was at least one Shita, Rav Safra. There were three different Shitos how to understand that link on yesterday's daf, where the three Shitos were Rav Yehuda, Abaya, and Rav Safra. All three of those had a machlokas, which cases of our Mishnah are linked and are included in that phrase in Daf Chavav. Rav Safra was the most inclusive. He said, all the cases of our Mishnah are included in that rule stated on Daf Chavav, and if that's true, so then there's a case of machlokas in our Mishnah, because the last case, not going through it again, but the last case of Eishes Achiv Shlo Haya Ba'olamo, all you have to know for the Shaklev Atarya and all those cases of Rashi is to understand that case to be included in our Mishnah must be the case subject to Machlokes. The case of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan who argue about that case. If that's true then, so that will be a question on Rebbe's being upset. Because Rebbe said that there's no case in the Mishnah that's subject to Machlokas. But if that rule on Daf Chavav applies to all cases in our Mishnah on Daf Beis, so then you see there is a case that's subject to Machlokas. So why was he so upset? That was the question on Rebbe. And the Gemara answered on the second line of the Yudam and Aleph, and this is what we'll pick up, that Elo Rebbe Hani Klali Lesley. Rebbe rejects that rule on Daf Chavav relates to the Mishnah on Daf Beis. Who says that there's a connection between the two? That's talking about certain cases. On Daf Chavav and Aleph, it says a rule, which we're going to get back to that rule in a minute, but now I'm just talking in general terms. It says that there's a rule there that applies in certain cases, but Lav Dafka, that it applies to all the cases on Daf Beis. So therefore, there is no proof that our Mishnah is including cases of Plukta, of Machlokas, and that's why Rebbe got so upset at Levi. Because Levi suggested a case of Anusas Aviv, which is a case subject to Machlokas. What Machlokas? It's a Machlokas between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Anusas Aviv is Asur at all. Well, again, what's Anusas Aviv? If a man, Rahman al-Islam, rapes a woman, so is that woman Asur to the children of that man? Anusas Aviv. So is that Asur? So Rabbi Yehuda says yes. There's a pasuk Lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv, which we'll talk more about today, and that is Anusas Aviv is Asur. It's not the exact same, as we'll see, as Eishes Aviv, as Achos Aviv, which are Krisus. It's an Isser, it's an Aveira, but it is still Asur. And the Rabbanan say, no, there is no connection. There was no Ishus there, there's no connection. Anusas Aviv is not an Isser to the children of that father. So that case is Machlokas. That's why Rebbe got so upset. Because Levi suggested to include a 16th case. Rebbe says, what are you talking about? Our Mishnah does not include cases of Machlokas. That was all answer number one, why Rebbe got so upset. Today we're going to have two more answers why Rebbe got so upset. But just first, one ha'ara on, I don't know if you spoke about this yesterday, the Chavos Yair has a tshuva in Kufnun Beis. Whenever you have a line that seems somewhat extreme, where one of the Amoraim insults the other Amorav in a very strong manner, you always look in the tshuva's Chavos Yair. He talks about every case. It can't be that they're really insulted, right? Well, sometimes Rav says, Gemara Baba Kama had on the Samachay we had. He must have been sleeping when he said this. How can you say such a thing about one of the Amoraim? So here too, the Chavos Yair talks about this line of Emo Moach Bekadkado. He has no brain in his head. What does that mean? It just means that the Chavos Yair explains that Levi Haya Talmud the Rebbe. Levi was Rebbe's Talmud, as it says at the end of the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. And the message says the Chavos Yair that if you have a Talmud that's on a very high level, you don't want to attribute to him mistakes. You treat him like that he's perfect, that he knows everything, and therefore if he makes some type of mistake, you have to try to make sure that he knows it's a mistake and that he re-researches and relearns it, and he doesn't make that mistake again. Mikan Yatsal Harabah, back to the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamei Torah, Shechayev Harav Lichos Al Talmidav Imis Rashlim. The Rav has to get upset at his Talmidim if he sees that they could do better. Umepnei she Rebbe Yada Belevi Sheadam Gadol Umuflagu V'lo Hayaroi Sheyita. So that's why Dibrei Lav Kashas. Again, that's what he talks about there. Yeah. The kasha is a little better than the answer. I mean, again, you have to know how they spoke to each other in those days in terms of the language that they used. You know, might not have to translate it literally in terms of how it was said. Okay, that is just the Chavos Yair. Okay, so getting back to what we had that introduction for today, and now we get back to the next answer. So we are on line 2 on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the second line, Rav Ada. So again, Rebbe had rejected Levi's suggestion of including Anusas Aviv in the Mishnah. Answer number 1 of the Gemara, why did he reject it? Because that's a case that's related to Machlokas, and there is no case of Machlokas in the Mishnah. Suggestion number 2 out of 3. Rav Ada Karchina Kameid Rav Kahana Amar Mishmei Rava. Rav Ada says in the name of Rava, La Olam Islei LeRebbe Hani Klali. Really, Rebbe does link the rules in the Mishnah on Daf Chavav and our Mishnah on Daf Beis. There is a link. What was the first answer? There's no link. The second answer is that no, there is a link between the two cases, but the cases could be talking about Machlokas. Could be talking about Machlokas, but there's another reason why Rebbe said that those cases cannot be in the Mishnah. So again, we have to review those rules again to understand what's going on here. So if you remember, Rashi quoted this, there are three steps in that Mishnah, three statements in that Mishnah, Daf Chavav. So it's four brothers. Four brothers, two of them are married to two sisters. The brothers married to the sisters die, so those two sisters fall to the other two brothers for Yibum. Each of the women have to have chalitza done to them. Why? Because each of these women is achos zikukaso. Each of these women, they're two sisters. They fell from two brothers, but they fall to these other two brothers, brother 3 and 4. We'll call them Levi and Yehuda. So Levi, each one of these women is the sister of the one that's zakuk to me. You're right, each one of them, because they're sisters and they're both zakuk to me, but that is an isser, and therefore it's not an isser kares, but I have to do chalitza. That's part 1 of the Mishnah. Part 2 of the Mishnah. Let's say one of those sisters is a real erva to one of the remaining brothers. A real erva. So then the halacha is that sister to that brother that it's an erva to, let's say to Levi, one of these women is an erva to Levi, so that woman has no zika to Levi, right? So she basically disappears regarding Levi, and therefore Levi does yibum or chalitza to the other woman. Again, these aren't co-wives, because they came from two different husbands. They came from two brothers. So it's not like the first Mishnah where co-wives, where the Erva paters the Tzara. It's two different husbands. So therefore, if one of them is an Erva to one of the remaining brothers, then that woman basically disappears, and Erva does not create a Zika at all, and Levi does Yibam or Chalitza to the other sister. The third line of the Mishnah is that what if both of them are Ervas, each to a respective brother? Levi and Yehuda are left. One of these sisters is an Erva, is the daughter of Levi. One of these sisters is the daughter of Yehuda. So each of them could do Yibam or Chalitza to the other one that's not an Erva to them. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah said, the last two lines of that Mishnah said, let's review it. It's quoted on Daf Tesla Beis, That's line one. We're going to call line one. That each of these women, in that third step of that case of the Mishnah, where there are two sisters, but each of them are also an erva to one of the brothers. So the erva women are knocked out, and each brother does yibam or chalitza to the other woman, because there's nothing wrong with doing yibam or chalitza. So in that case, who's usher to me is mutter to you, who's mutter to me is usher to you. So that's line one of the Mishnah. The second line of that Mishnah describes the case as a sister's case. That's the second line that's quoted on the sixth line on Testament base. Achosa shehi yevimta chalitza to misyabemis. Her sister, who is a yevama, does yibam or chalitza. Those are the two lines of that mission that we're going to focus on. Line one is, asa to you, mutter to me, mutter to me, asa to you. Line two, it's a case of sisters, achosa shehi yevimta. So now, with that background, now we get back to this suggestion of the Gemara, that Rebbe really does link those two lines of the Mishnah Daf Chavav with our Mishnah Daf Beis. V'hachi ka'amar lei. But now let me explain, says the Gemara, why Rebbe was so upset. Why was Rebbe upset at Levi? Because what's the suggestion of putting the two Mishnahs together? As we just said, what's the case line 2 and 3 of that Mishnah? The steps 2 and 3 of that Mishnah? If the women are ervas to the remaining brothers. So the suggestion was made that each case of erva in our Mishnah could fit into to that rule. And that was that long Rashi on Amud Beis yesterday, fitting in every case to be an erva in that Mishnah. So what's Levi's suggestion? Anusas Aviv also should be in our Mishnah, and therefore Anusas Aviv should fit into those rules. So the Gemara says, explaining Rebbe, work it out. If you fit in Anusas Aviv, it's never going to work. In relating those rules to the Mishnah, because v'hachi ka'amar lei, imo anusas aviv. If you want to include anusas aviv, which again, what's anusas aviv? If a man, Rahman al-Islam, rapes a woman, so then that woman is usher to his Reuven. Let's say Yaakov. Yaakov rapes a woman, so then that woman is usher to Reuven. Also, that's called anusas aviv. You want to include that case in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, b'chadu mishkachas la b'tati lo mishkachas la. That case, if you link the two Mishnayos, which we're suggesting now, the rules on Daf Chavav and the cases of the Mishnah on Daf Beis, which Levi wants to put in another case, if you link them, then that case of Anusas Aviv is never going to work in both lines of that Mishnah. What are both lines? Asur lazeh, mitaris lazeh, mitaris lazeh, asur lazeh, that's line one. Second line is, it's a case of sisters. Because let's work it out. There are two choices that you have of Anusas Aviv. Let's work it out. E Yaakov. So again, we're going to put in Anusas Aviv into the case of that mission of Arba Achen. So again, you have four brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters. But we have to fit in Anusas Aviv here. So what's the case? Let's try to work it out. So says the Gemara. First possibility. One of two possibilities. I Yaakov beis Achios Anas. So let's say Yaakov has two sons. Yaakov has two wonderful children, Reuven and Shimon. But then Yaakov is Ma'anes, two women, two sisters. Two sisters is Ma'anes. They have those two, and he has children. He has two sons out of those ones relationships. So now Yaakov has four sons. Two of them in wedlock, two of them out of wedlock. Reuben and Shimon, wonderful, legitimate sons, and Levi and Yehuda are not. The two women who are sisters that he raped now go and marry his first two sons, Reuben and Shimon. And then Reuben and Shimon die. So now you have a case of the two brothers that are left. Who's falling to them to Yibam? Anusas Aviv, right? Their father's Anusa that he had raped years ago. Because these two women had married their two brothers, and now they fall to them to Yibam. So that's a case where Anusas Aviv could fall to two brothers to Yibam. So says the Gemara, E Yaakov beis Achyos Anas, if Yaakov was Ba'ane's two sisters, like the case I just described, it wouldn't fit into those two rules in the Mishnah. Why? It fits into the line two, what we call line one and line two. Line two is that it's a case of sisters. You got that? It's a case of sisters. But you won't fit into the rule of asur lazeh, muteres lazeh, and vice versa. Why? Because think about this case. Again, what's the case? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are two legitimate sons. Levi and Yehuda are sons out of this ones relationship. Levi and Yehuda now, who fell to them? Their brothers, Reuven and Shimon's wives, who fell to them? One of them is their mother. Each of them, one of them is their mother, and one of them is their mother's sister. Both of those are Croesus relationships. So they're usher to both these women. So you want to include Anusas Aviv in this case? It doesn't work. What is the, again, what's the rule of that Mishnah that we're trying to fit in? Asur lazem, mutaris lazem, vice versa. But in this case, putting in Anusas Aviv, they'll both be Asur. Because one of them is their mother, and one of them is their mother's sister. I think if you look, you have a picture over there? Most of you have the art school. You have, right, so what is that the picture? There must be a picture in there. There's a picture in there of, again, it's just, think about it. You have four brothers. Two of them are ending, who's falling to Yibam now? You have their mothers and their mother's sister, because those are the two Anusas Aviv. So that's not going to work in the Mishnah. And let's just finish the line. Viz beis nachmios anas. And what's the other case that Anusas Aviv could fall to the brothers? Nachrios, if Yaakov is Ma'anis two women that are not related to each other. And again, Yaakov has two legitimate sons. Those two legitimate sons marry these two women. Those two legitimate sons die. These two women fall to the other two brothers who were the children of these women. So then, fine. Asur lazem mutaris lazem, asur lazem mutaris lazem. So then, asur lazem mutaris lazem mishkachasla. It fits into the first line of that Mishnah. Achosa sheyivintalo mishkachasla. It doesn't fit into the previous line because they're not sisters in this case. So either way, end of answer. Either way, so this is answer number two the Gemara suggests. This is Rav Ada's answer. Why did Rebbe get so upset at Levi for suggesting Anusas Aviv? Answer number one, which was yesterday's daf, and that is, because if you do that, you'd have to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case that are subject to Machlokas, and the Mishnah is not talking about a case that's subject to Machlokas. Answer number two, it won't work. If you want to put in Anusas Aviv, and you suggest, and you hold, which we're holding, which we're suggesting now, that the rules in the Mishnah on Daf Chavav relate to the cases in our Mishnah, it's not going to work. Anusas Aviv is not going to work and fit into those rules on Daf Chavav. That is all answer number two. Yeah.
But yesterday that never came up.
Right? Yesterday that didn't come up because yesterday we...
None of those cases where the man was not his two sisters.
Right, where a man was not his two sisters. It didn't come up because you didn't need to fit that in. You know, Rashi told it went through enough cases but that case did not come up. Okay? Good. So now we're up to number three, third and final. Third and final, Rav Ashi Amar. A third and final pshat, why Rebbe was upset at Levi for suggesting to include this case number 16. La'olam, les leila Rebbe hani klali. Really, Rebbe does not link the rules on Daf Chavav and the Mishnah on Daf Beis. He doesn't link them. Ubit plukta kamari, and he's talking about a case, you can't be talking about a case of Machlokas. So far there's no reason not to include it. So why would he get so upset? Why would he get so upset? Umai kimeduma ani she'en lo moach b'kadkado. So why did he say to him, you know, it looks like en lo moach? Why was he upset? Dika'amar lei, because of the following. Hachi ka'amar lei. This is what Rebbe told Levi. My time lo diyakta masnison. Why weren't you medayek in our Mishnah? De masnison Rebbe Yehudahi de asar ba'anusas aviv. If you look at the Mishnayis, Rebbe tells Levi, if you look at the Mishnayis, there's a diyuk from the Mishnah that the author of our Mishnah, or our Mishnah is holding like Rebbe Yehuda, who asers Anusas Aviv. What's Anusas Aviv? Again, we mentioned before, Anusas Aviv, if a man is Ma'anis, a woman, is that woman asered to the man's son? That's a Machlokas Tanoim. Rebbe Yehuda says yes, and the Rabbanan say no. Says Rebbe to Levi, if you look closely in the Mishnayos, in this first parak of Yevamos, you will see that these Mishnayos are holding like Rebbe Yehuda, that Anusas Aviv is Asur, and therefore, you're never going to have a case of Anusas Aviv that's false to Yibam. Because Anusas Aviv means that your paternal brother will always be Asur to Anusas Aviv. There will never be a case where your brother will die without children, and your Anusas Aviv will fall to you. Because we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says that Anusas Aviv is Asur to all brothers, to your paternal brothers. There's never going to be a case like that. So if we could prove that, so then this will be a good answer. So how do we prove that? How do we show that the Mishnayis in the first parak of Yevamos are talking about according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Anusas Aviv are Asur? Diktani, because of the following. You don't know it from the first Mishnah, but you know it from the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, which we referred to earlier, I think on Daf Beis or Daf Gimel, I think we had it. The Mishnah says, the second Mishnah, which we're going to have later on, Sheish Arayos Chamuros Me'elu. There are six type of Arayos that are more chamur than the 15 listed in the first Mishnah. It doesn't really mean more chamur. It just means different. They're more chamur in the following sense. The following six arayos, which the Gemara here only quotes three of them, it's impossible for these arayos to be married to your brother. Because just like there are arayas to you, there are arayas to your brother. And therefore these six women will never fall to you from your brother to Yibam. So if they ever have a co-wife, that co-wife is going to be mutter to you. When do you say a co-wife becomes pater, is niftar, does need zika? So that's if it's an erva to you that was married to your brother legitimately, and now your brother dies, and now it falls to you. So that pathers all the co-wives. But these women, just like they're usher to you, they're usher to your brothers. That's what the line means. Mipnei shein nesuos l'achirim, since they only can marry other people, not your brother, sarosein mutaros. Therefore, their co-wives are going to be mutter to you. Who are those six? The Gemara here quotes three of them. Imo, Ashes, Aviv, Achos, Aviv. Let's look at this last two. Ashes, Aviv, your father's wife. So your father's wife is also to you. Your father's wife is also to your brother. There's never going to be a case where your father's wife is going to fall to Yibam to you. It's impossible. Or Achos, Aviv, or your father's sister, your aunt. Also, also to you, also to your paternal brother. So in those cases, that's why the Mishnah says, those cases will never be in the rule on that base. So the Gemara though asks though, what about the first one? My emo. What does emo mean in that Mishnah?
Well, what's the name of that Sarosia had to be mutter then? How does that happen?
Because maybe it's not going to be called a marriage. Because it'll be Chayev Krisis. There's not going to be a marriage if he married her Be'isser, but it's not a recognized marriage.
His brother married his own mother. His own mother.
Right.
Your
brother married his own mother and another wife.
No, it's not Chal.
Right, it's not chal. It's not chal. Therefore, the other co-wife is going to be mutter to you because the other. It's a chumra in that he can't marry your brother. That's what it means. Chamuros me'elu. You're right. It's a chumra in a certain sense. It's chumra in that he can't marry your brother. That's what the Mishnah calls it chumra, but it really means different. It really means a different category of arayos.
That's why you're allowed to marry.
That's why you're allowed to marry because it's not really a sarah. It's not really a co-wife because the first marriage really didn't work. So my emo, says the Gemara. So who is emo being referred to in that Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah there lists off six arayos that are all usher to you, usher to your brother. So ilema nesuas aviv. Does emo, his mother, mean his father's wife, marriage, legitimately? So haina eishes aviv. That's the same case as the second case of the Mishnah. Eishes aviv. If emo is married to your, so you don't have to say that as a separate case. So who's emo talking about in that Mishnah? Elo lav anusas aviv. It must be your father's quote-unquote woman who he has a relationship with, who he's not married to. Who's that? Anusas Aviv. A woman who he had a relationship out of wedlock. Viktani. And what does the Mishnah say about this case of Anusas Aviv? Mipnei she'nesuos l'achirim, that they're usher to your brother. They only can marry others. L'achirim in l'achim lo. So it must be, they could only marry others and not your brother. Ma shamislei dislei ha'svara. Who is the Tana that holds Anusas Aviv is usher to the children? Who holds that? Tanisa daraisa? Reb Yehuda, the usher of Anusas Aviv. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Mishum hachi lo tani lei. That's why Rebbe got upset at Levi. Again, Levi's suggestion is, why isn't Anusas Aviv in the Mishnah? So Rebbe answers back, because you'll never have a case of Anusas Aviv that falls to Yibam. Because these Mishnahs are according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we just proved from Daf Yud Gimel, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Anusas Aviv is also to you, also to your brother, so you never have a case of Anusas Aviv that falls to you, and that's why it's not included in the Mishnah. Period. Amalei Ravina Leravat, yeah. If from a different mother, but still, that brother is usher to Anusas Aviv, even if you have a different mother. If it's a paternal, Yibam is only by a paternal brother.
That's the whole point.
So you'll never have, every Anusas Aviv to you will be Anusas Aviv to your paternal brother as well.
Why is that?
Same father. Anusas Aviv, doesn't matter if it's your mother or it's just your father's Anusa. It's still going to be usher to you, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
How is Imo Anusas Aviv? It's not.
Emo is Anusa, so it has to be some relationship. Emo is somehow connected. Has to be on the father's side.
We're talking not his mother.
What?
We're talking about a case.
Well, it's not your brother. It's not the brother's mother, but it could be your mother.
That's Anusa's Aviv.
Right.
It's a different. The brother was from a different mother.
Right. The brother was from a different mother. Correct. But so this might be your mother, but it's not your brother's mother.
Exactly. And that
but it's still going to be Asa Daraisa. Well, we're going to get to that in a second.
Well, no,
that's going to be the next line of the Gemara.
Isn't the whole point that it's not his mother? Because
okay,
it's erva even to the first one. So it's
but
not
it's not. But it's not a mother. It's not erva mishum mother. It's an erva mishum anusas aviv.
Right. So it's not his mother.
Otherwise, in the Chinami. But it's the mother of the one we're talking about that fell. That it fell to this mother. It fell to this brother. It was his mother, even though it's called emo in the Mishnah, but it really means anusas aviv. That's the connection. Yeah.
Aviv, even after divorce, is called
Aishas Aviv.
So you can't say Emo is a case where the
Right, after marriage. No, it's still called Eishes Aviv. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Amblei Ravina L'Ravashi. Rabbi Yehuda Nami. Says Ravina, 1 minute. Ravashi had this suggestion. It can't be in the Mishnah because you'll never have a case of Anusas Aviv that falls, that becomes Yibam. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amblei Ravina L'Ravashi, 1 minute. Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mishkachazla. I could find you a case that's in the Mishnah, Di Yavav and Aziv. What if, like Maestro says, what do you mean? It's not an Issachrisus. The marriage would work. If your brother married Anusas Aviv, it would be a marriage. It would be Chal. So there's a case of Yibam that would happen with Anusas Aviv if they got married by Aveira. If your brother married Anusas Aviv, if it was his mother, there's no marriage. But if, let's say this is your mother, but it's your brother's Anusas Aviv, so there would be Tfisas Kedushin there. So maybe it should be in the Mishnah, because there is a case where Yibam would be possible. So Gemara says, D'ilok Tani. The Mishnah's not talking about cases of Aveira. If he would, the Mishnah's not talking about cases of Aveira. Amalei, Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahana, below to inami mishkachasla. Oh, I could come up with a case, says the Gemara, that your brother didn't do an Aveira. Keep in the back, it's a case, brackets. It's a case where the father did an Aveira, which the Gemara is going to answer. The answer is we're not talking about anybody did an Aveira. But at this time, we think that we're suggesting, oh, we're not talking about cases where your brother did an Aveira. How could you have a case of Anusas Aviv where your brother did not do an Aveira? Your brother's also to marry Anusas Aviv. Here's the case. Yaakov Anas Kalasa. Okay, let's focus. Yaakov is Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law. Yaakov has a son named Reuven who's married to a woman, and Yaakov has a relationship with, like, talking about Mishpachas Esav here, right, at the end of Vayishlach. These are relationships that come up. Anyway, this is conceptual analysis. Mishkachas Yaakov Anas Kalasa. Yaakov is Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law, V'cholid Mimena Ben. And Yaakov has a son with his daughter-in-law. Umeis Reuven Bo'banim, and then Yaakov's son dies. Reuven dies. So now, and the daughter-in-law did not have any children with Reuven, only with the grandfather, with Yaakov. So now, B'nafalah Kamebra. So what happens here? So now there's a son. There's a son that Yaakov had with his daughter-in-law. So now, but his brother from his father, right, because Yaakov had two sons. Yaakov had Reuven, and Yaakov had this other grandson, / son, however you call it, they're brothers, they're paternal brothers. Reuven is a son of Yaakov, and this other son that was born to the daughter-in-law is also a brother, paternal brothers. But now, who falls into Yibam? Anusas Aviv, his mother, who's also Anusas Aviv. So therefore, there's a case where his brother, Reuven, didn't do any Aveiros. So that's a case. Umigo di Yasirat, Rasanam Yasirat. So maybe there is a case that could be included in the Mishnah where the brother didn't do an Aveira. So Gemara gives the obvious answer. Amarle Bachvasa Dehater Kamairi, Bachvasa Yisir Lo Kamairi. No, we're talking about a case where nobody did Aveiros. We don't want to include the father, obviously. We're not talking about not just the brother didn't do an Aveira, but nobody did an Aveira as well. The Rishonim here discuss, we'll mention one thing, something from off the daf. Rishonim discuss, I came up with other cases that there was no Aveira. Right, the Tosfos says maybe he just did kiddushin and he didn't do bia. Is there an avera just to be mekadesh anusas aviv? This is a major discussion in the Rishonim. What if a kohen is mekadesh a grusha? Is he or did he already violate the isur daraisa? By all cases of arayos of chayve lavin, this is brought up. What if you just do kiddushin and you don't live with them? Is that already ba'aveira? Amana l'kohen gadol, gusha v'chalusa l'kohen hediot. So say that's what Tosfos asks on the bottom. Tema, to below di'i avar v'nasiv, mishkachas, kiddush v'lobal. So Tosfos says, maybe there's an isur of kiddushin midrabanan. Anyone who you can't live with, Tosfos says, maybe. The Ritva says, vadai. The Ritva says, yes. The Ritva says, yeah. Anyone who you can't live with, there's an isser to be makadesh. That's Tosfos' yesod of a shema, Rabbi Yishlam, the shema asla kadesh midrabanan, shema yivol. That's Tosfos' suggestion, and Ritva says it beferish. I saw some Achronim say, what about Anida? Can't live with Anida, you can Mekadish Anida. Chupas Anida, okay, my focus, Chitas Harambam, Kiddush Anida, everybody says it's okay. No Isser with that. So you have to say that Anida's different, because that's going to be Mutter, Pas Pasalo, but again, that's Tosfos' suggestion about Kiddush. So others, yeah. What about for women's and Avelis? Interesting, right? There's a Beis Yaakov about that, right? There's a Beis Yaakov about that. It's about, right, so that's, you have to, each of these might be a separate Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also, the discussion of Yom Kippur. I saw others, the Aruch Loner discusses the Zakash of the Turi Evan HaChagiga. What about Nisabra Bambati? It always comes up, a Minchas Tinuf type of suggestion. What about if the fertilization and the pregnancy happened Bambati in a bathhouse, whether that's possible or not? But that's also maybe not Ba'avera. So he says, So the Aruch Haner says, what's the whole point of not talking about Baveira? Because that's lo shchiach. Therefore, it's no, you don't have to bring up that case. Okay, there are other discussions in the Rishonim. Let's continue, though. So if Maisa, we have three different suggestions in the Gemara why Rebbe got upset at Levi. But the Gemara ends off, the Afal Pikein, Batka Levi Masnisen. Levi did not accept his Rebbe's rejection. And Levi, when he quoted, he put together his own Toseftas, so he put this 16th case in. Tani Levi, as Levi says in Ebraisa, Imo, Pa'amin Potera Sarasa, Pa'amin Potera Sarasa. Sometime Imo potters the Tzara, and sometimes Imo does not potter the Tzara. Ketzad? Two cases. Ha'isa Imo Nesuas Aviv, if you have a man, Reuven's mother is married to his father, right? Mother and father, wonderful. V'niseis la'achimei Aviv, but then Reuven's brother marries his mother. Obviously, this is Issacharis. Right, Reuven's paternal brother marries his mother. He wasn't allowed to do that. Vameis, and then his brother dies. Zuhi imoshe in patera sarasa. In that case, the other wives of his brother are mutter to him. Why? Because that marriage is not recognized. That's a chi of krisis. They weren't married. They have to do yibum with him because that brother is nothing. The brother was just living be'isser with his mother, but the other wives are regular zachak yibum. And the other case says Levi ha'isa imo anusas aviv. If his mother was Anusas of Evinisei Slachiv, right, and that woman married his brother, May Aviv, Umeish, Zuhi, Imo Shapatera Sarasa, that does Pata the Tzara, because that Anusas Aviv is Asur, but it is Chal. Chai Velavin, sometimes, even when you do an Aveira, it has an effect. A Kohen can marry a Grusha, not allowed to marry a Grusha, but can marry a Grusha. So to hear, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says Anusas Aviv is Asur, does not say it's Chayiv Krisus, it's just an Isser Lav, and therefore Levi says that woman would pot through the co-wives, even though the Chachamim only say 15 in our Mishnah, Yeshlanu Lahosef Sheishasrei Kagonzu. I add on this 16th, even though it's Ba'aveira, I added that on. So you see, even after the three suggestions of Rebbe Svara, Levi says he's sticking to his guns, and he includes that case in the Mishnah. Period. Okay, let's continue. Amar Levi Shlakish Rabbi Yochanan. Again, the first step in any Gemara is getting the pshat. So in Yevamah, sometimes we have to spend more time on the pshat, and then we can spend more time outside on the lumbus. Okay, there's the lumbus coming up if we get up to it. Amar Levi Shlakish Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Shlakish Rabbi Yochanan. Lelevi to Amar Dei Nami Ktani. Levi includes cases where aveiras were done. De'ez. Right? So I have another case, says Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Listen, why isn't the following case in the Mishnah? Listen, hacholis levim to v'chazer v'kivsha umeis b'lobanim. Let's say a man does chalitza. Right? Five wives that fall to him from his brother. He does chalitza to one of them. And after he does chalitza, we know that that woman now is usher to him. You can't do chalitza and then marry that woman. That's an aveira. We're going to get to what level of Aveira that is in a minute. But let's say
the rest of the wives are also
Aser once Chalitza is done. We'll get to the different levels. That's this Gemara right here. What level of Iser? But says Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, why is in this case in the Mishnah, a man does Chalitza to a woman, and then Mizbekadishar again, V'chazav Akisha, Umeis Balbanim, and then he dies. So this woman is Aser to him, and is Aser to all the other brothers as well. Because once a woman is chalutza, so then that woman is usher to all the other brothers. Demigo di yasura sarasanam yasura. So why don't we say that, include that case in the Mishnah? That's a case where the marriage is going to be, there is a recognized marriage there, and therefore the co-wife should be usher. And it's Baveira, but Levi includes Aveiras in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan answers. Amar le lefisha ena betzara sara. No, because if you remember, the Mishnah said not only cases of co-wives, but where those co-wives go marry another brother, and it's two steps. And that's impossible by these cases, because co-wives are only, co-co-wives are only possible where there's a problematic relationship to one of the brothers and not to the other brother. But here, this problem exists to all the brothers. Chalutzas, Echav, Achiv, is a problem to all the brothers, so that's why there's a technical reason, Rabbi Yochanan says, why that case is not in the Mishnah. So ask the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yochanan give that answer? V'lemalei, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the following? Chayvi lavini, v'chayvi lavi b'nei chalisa v'yibam ninhu. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer Reish Lakish that a chalutza to the other brothers and a chalutza to the brother himself is only chayvi lavin? So that would be a good marriage. You're right, it would be Ba'aveira, but that would be a good marriage. And Rashi explains, Ve'ein iser lapo teres menachalitza, dame'achos ishi yalfinan. The only time when you have a p'tur of the tsaros, of the co-wives, is only if the relationship to you is chai v'krisus. Your sister, your mother, your daughter, your daughter-in-law, all of those. Only chai v'krisus pater the co-wives. But these, Rabbi Yochanan, don't you hold that the iser of chalutza to that brother or to the other brothers is only a chai v'lavin? So the Gemara answers, lidvarav ka'amarle. Let's finish for a minute. Rabbi Yochanan answers, you know, you're right. I hold that. But I was answering l'shita so according to Reish Lakish. Because lididi, Rabbi Yochanan answers Reish Lakish. According to me, chai v'lavin him b'chai v'lavin b'nei chalitza v'yibim ninu. According to me, these women are chai v'lavin, and that's why they're not in the Mishnah. Because they wouldn't pater the co-wives. Only Isure Krisus pater the co-wives. Ella lididach, but according to you, Reish Lakish, chai v'krisus ninu l'fish, that you hold that they're chai v'krisus, and therefore they should pater the co-wives. That's why I have to come up with another answer of l'fish she'enan b'tzara sara. Period. In other words, there's a machlokes, which the Gemara is going to quote explicitly in a minute, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What level of iser is the chalutza to the brothers and to this brother himself? There's a machlokes about it. And when Rabbi Yochanan was asked the question of including it in the Mishnah from Reish Lakish, he could have said, no, they're not chai v'krisus, they're only chai v'lavin, therefore they wouldn't pater the tsaros. And that's why it's not in the Mishnah. But he didn't answer that, because he wanted to answer, even according to Reish Lakish's own svara, you hold that they're chai v'krisus, there's still a problem why they shouldn't be in the Mishnah, because there's no case that there could be tsaros tsara in these cases. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's answer back. So now the Gemara goes and explicitly says, what's this machlokas? Itmar. Acholitz li vimto, and now we're going to get to some yisodos in Yevamos. Acholitz li vimto v'chazer v'kidsha. If a man does chalitza and then marries her again, Amar Reish Lakish. Who ain't chayav al chalitza kares? Once a man does chalitza to a woman, there is no more chayav krisus for him. V'ha'achin chayav al chalitza kares. Reish Lakish says that this chalitza, there's a chiyuv krisus not to the other brothers. In other words, it seems like Eishes Ach kicks back in. Eishes Ach is usher. You have a heter to do yivim or chalitza, but once it's done, the other brothers now have a chiyuv kares to her. Al hatzara, and regarding the tsaris, bein hu bein ha'achim chayavin al hatzara kares. And all the tsaris also have kares. That is Reish Lakish Shita. And we're going to get to what his makar is in a minute. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, bein hu bein ha'achin, einan chayavin lo ala chalutza kares, lo ala tzara kares. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no kares. No more kares. Once there's a heter of yibum, there's no more kares. Eishas ach disappears. The isra of Eishas ach. My time into Reish Lakish. What's the reason for Reish Lakish? Amar kra. Why does Reish Lakish say there is still chiyuve krisis possible? Because he says, Asher lo yivne, kivin shalbana, shuv lo yivne. Because Reish Lakish says, the pasuk says, Asher lo yivne, space achav, right, that we announced that he didn't build up his brother's house. Once he didn't build, shuv lo yivne, so therefore he has an iser to ever build. So therefore, the Reish Lakish is medayik, iu hu dekai below yivne. He, the brother that did chalitza, has the iser, and only has an iser of lo yivne, aval achim kidekai mikami. But the brothers go back to what they originally had, and that is an iser kares of eishes ach. The aladi dahu dekoi below yivne, and only she, the woman who had chalitza done to her, is included, downgraded to an iser lav, hatsarik at the kaimi kaimi, but the other co-wives who had nothing done to them are back to the chiyuv krisus. That's the shita of Reish Lakish, that other than this woman and this man that were involved in the chalitza, there the others go back to kares. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Mi ikamidi de mei kara iboy haicholitz viboy haicholitz. Where do you ever have a case where one day a man can do whatever he wants with this woman? Can marry her, not marry her, chalitza yibum, vi boy lahaychalos, and the tsaris, he could pick and choose, the hasha kali of a kares, and all of a sudden there's a chi of krisus again? Where did that come from? So Ella, a much talked about line in the Achronim, which we'll talk about in a little bit, ihu shlichusa da'achim ka'avid. Really, says Rabbi Yochanan, he, when he does chalitza, or yibum, he is doing the shlichus of the brothers. Ihi shlichusa de tsara ka'avda. She is doing the shlichus of the other co-wives. and therefore nobody reverts back to the chiyuv kares, and the only iser that is left is an iser lav. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but we just use that, refer to that, in the discussion when Reish Lakish suggested to Rabbi Yochanan, why don't you include this case in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan rejected it either because of Tsara Sara or because that's only Chayvi Lav. There's a big discussion in the Achronim, what exactly is the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish here? Lumdus. What's the Machlokas about? The one suggestion, which is made by a number of Achronim, and that is our good Chakira that we mentioned many times, Hutra and Tuchuya. When we say that comes up many times, comes up on Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, it comes up on the Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. When we say that a brother has a mitzvah to do Yibam to his brother's wife, usually a brother's wife is an Isser Kari, it's Eishes Ach, all of a sudden you have a mitzvah to do Yibam, do we say that the Isser is pushed aside totally, doesn't exist anymore, Hutra? Or it's there, but it's nidche. So we referred to this earlier. Some suggested that this is Gufa the Machlokas, Abishol and the Chachamim. Abishol, which we're going to have later on in Daf Lamites, who talks about you have to have proper Kavana. And if you don't have proper Kavana, there's Choshesh and Ishav Lad Mamzer. Then that's why he said you do Chalitza nowadays, and we're Choshesh for him. You don't do Yibam, so maybe that Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan suggested, was based on the Is of whether it's Hutra or Duchuya. So some Achronim say that's Gufa the Machlokas here as well. Reish Lakish says it's Duchuya. Reish Lakish says it's Duchuya. It's Duchuya. Why? The Isser is there. So the second that the mitzvah is taken care of, the Isser comes back. And that's why there's kares to all the other women involved and to all the other men. Masha'enkein, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Once it's mutter, it's always mutter. What does that mean? The Isser disappeared. Eishes Ach does not exist b'makom Yibam. That is one suggestion given by some of the Achronim.
What's the lav?
What?
What's the lav?
A separate lav, Vo'yivna. Well, you have a new lav, but not connected to Eishes Ach. There is an interesting, this lav, this might help us out with a, it might, but then it might not, with a Ramban. The Ramban writes in the Shichachas Halavin, right, after the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban writes all the Los HaSeis and HaSeis that he thinks the Rambam forgot to list. So in Los HaSei Yudalid, of the ones that he thinks the Rambam forgot, the Ramban counts a separate Isser D'Oraisa for a man who did chalitza to marry his chalutza. Separate Isser D'Oraisa. Shenimna hacholis liyavimto shelo yavo aleha v'lo yisa'ena acharei hafrada mimena b'chalitza. Ve'ein ha'inyin sheyachzer aleha Isser Eishes Ach. Isser Eishes Ach doesn't come up, because then you wouldn't need a separate aveira. Kivan sha'avar mehem mitzvah zibum. Sheim kenyi mechuyiv alav kares. You'd be chayiv kares if it comes up. No, but it's just a separate Isser. V'gazer bahem shim yasu achalitza lo yizdavgu od v'hu mechayiv ilavin. So the Ramban counts it, and he's very upset why the Rambam doesn't count it. Why doesn't the Rambam count it? So what might you suggest? That's what the Megillas Esther here says. Megillas Esther says maybe he counts Mitzvah Yibum or Mitzvah Chalitza. So it's included one of the details of that. But you also might suggest that it goes back on a certain level to Eishes Ach. Maybe not on the full level of Chiyuv Krisus, but maybe it's included. Maybe Shuv Lo Yivne is a Gilui that it goes back to that on some level. This really might not be the case though. So if you look at the Rambam himself in Hilchos Yibum, he says it's Nisa Drabanan. So that's why he doesn't count it. At least Midivrei Sofer. You never know what Midivrei Sofer means, but it sounds like in Yivim Mechalitza Aleph Yud Beis, the Rambam counts, quotes, Hacholis Liyivimto Nasra Chalutza Midivrei Sofrim Kishnios Shemeacher Shemeis Achiv Blovad. And look at his Lashon. Because once the brother died without a child, Nistalik Isser Erva Me'al Kol Nashav. Sounds like Hutra. Lefichach Tovsa Ben HaKedusha Kishnios. That's the Ha'ara between the Rambam and the Ramban, but again, the first approach that we have to explain Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is Hutra Dechuya. Rabbi Yochanan, there was a hand up.
What about a
Hajj Li Surah Kama? Right, we had that in Beitza. So that would be true, but here, you're not going back to a Chiyuv Kares. So that's why it's hard to say a Hajj Li Surah Kama. According to Reish Lakish, right. According to Reish Lakish, that's what you might say. Oh, you want to say they might both hold this Dechuya. The question is, does it go back to the original Isser? Okay, that's another way to say it. A Hajj Li Surah Kama. We had it in Beitza Yud Beis. If that woman get married to somebody else first, so would there be an additional machzer grushaso type of iser? I'm not sure, because it's not grushaso. I mean, but it might be at least a drabanan, but I'm not sure if it would be an added iser. Rabbi Chanan in Kovas Haaretz has another suggestion to explain what the machlokas is. And again, this is another issue which we're going to talk about a lot in Yavamis. In Simin Dalid Os Tes. Ask Rabbi Chanan. He's also bothered by the lashon of shlichus, All the Akbar, what kind of shlichus is going on here? Shlichus is you command somebody to do something for you. What do you mean shlichusa, the brothers, shlichusa, the wives? So he says in Lomdus, when five women fall to brothers, to a brother to do Yibam, or to five brothers to do Yibam, is there a Zika from each of the women to each of the brothers? Is there a conceptual Zika to every one of them, and every one of them is connected? And whoever fulfills the mitzvah, you know, fulfills, completes his Zika. But it was really a Zika to every one of them. Or do you say no? You can say it this way. This is the most simple contrast. There's only a Zika to one of them. You just don't know which one yet. Once you have chalitza or yibam dam, so now, lemafreya, you know which brother had the connection to which woman. So that's, I'm sorry, Breira issue. Might get into Breira, but it might be a unique case because this is the Din D'Oraisa. This is the Din D'Oraisa. You might say the second way a little less extreme, and that is each brother has a Zika immediately, but once the Chalitza is done, then that disappears. Then their Zika disappears, and only the Zika that the brother capitalizes on remains. So says Rabbi Chanan, maybe that's the machlokas here. According to Reish Lakish, that's the other way. According to Rabbi Yochanan says every brother has a Zika. So every brother, no markares. Every brother has a Zika. There's no Ishas Acha going to, for any brother. That's it. It's finished. According to Reish Lakish, no. Igloi Milsa Shlohaisa Zukuka Raklacholates. Igloi Milsa, once Chalitza Yibam is done. So according to Reish Lakish, Haraya, that only this brother had the Zika. Only this brother always had it. Going back, Mishama, right? So that's why that could be a second way to interpret the Machlokas of Reuchon and Reish Lakish. Again, either Hutcher or Dechuya, or in Lamdus, how do you view Zikas? Is there a Zika to everybody, or is there a Zika only to one, at least retroactively?
Even though there was Zika to everyone, what's the Zika that goes away and goes back to the
So you might say that's Rabbi Yochanan. Even if there would be a Zika to everybody, so maybe it disappears, and it's only seen as being connected to that first brother. Okay, we'll stop here. And the next Gemara starts with the Kasha of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we will, Bezrem, continue.